Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, we're talking now with head coach of the Pella Christian girls and boys cross country program, Mike Bouquet, powered by Hy-Vee. Coach Bouquet, thanks for joining us. And overall, pretty good start to the season for Pella Christian. And I want to just start by touching on this factor and some of the last couple meets that you guys have had. The placements, the numbers have looked pretty high, but that is a result of facing some pretty stiff competition. How can you tell us, or what can you tell us about how you feel like the team is stacked up against that fierce competition?
Oh, I think our team has done a phenomenal job embracing the environment that they're getting placed in, and I complimented our kids on that and pre-race going into the Gilbert invite. But I mean, we've gone from DCG to running at Central College to running at Iowa State on that campus, and those are three really tough meets. And several years ago, early in the seasons, we didn't embrace that environment real well from a competitive competition standpoint. And the kids have always done a nice job of having fun through that all and experiencing it and enjoying the moments of watching their times improve in the sport and that sort of thing. But just really enjoying the moment of it. And, I shared a moment with the kids at our pre-meet, went Wednesday going into Thursday that, I had the honor of having two sons that were on a state cross country team together a couple times. And, they had a pack of boys in that case that, ran, when they were going to Pella High, and I coached at Pella High where they got to the first mile and they were high-fiving each other. And yesterday when we were at Gilbert, or on Thursday when we were at Gilbert, we had a moment at our first mile, and I saw it at more than one occasion where the kids, they had some mile targets that they were trying to hit, and they hit them, so they were high-fiving each other during the race. And I heard a couple parents react to that, kind of chuckle about it. But I think we're staying loose in it. I just watched Addison have a really great race, and she was smiling the whole time. It was just a really good environment. So I feel like, as the kids are really embracing what's going on this season, and we're seeing results this season that we should probably talk about a little bit. But the kids are knocking things out of the park, and they're having fun doing it. So that's fun.
And I do want to come back and touch on those results, but one thing I wanted to touch on is just, based off of what we were just talking about there, when you talk about the competition level at Gilbert, I think it was 12 or 13 ranked teams out of an 18-team field, and then the boys, it's like 7 or 8 teams. It's somewhere in those ballparks. I forget the exact numbers, but, the last couple meets, it's been at least one of the boys or the girls' fields that's had, half the teams be in the rankings by the Iowa Cross Country Coaches Association. And just looking at that and setting yourselves up for trying to make that return trip to Fort Dodge with both teams, not just one, how beneficial is that to just go up against not only ranked teams within Class 2A to kind of measure up with where you're at, but also going up against those 3As and those 1A ranked teams, and even a couple 4A teams have been mixed in there too. But how beneficial is that for your squad to just see that level of competition and kind of get a gauge for where they stand among some of the elite teams across the state?
Yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of benefit. I mean, we're a 2A school, so when we go to the state tournament, obviously we're running against the 15 best teams in the state. Yesterday we go to Gilbert, and we have a loaded field of Class 3A teams that, if we're towards the top tier of 2A, we should be able to mix it up with those 3A teams. Most of the 3A teams beat us, but we got a couple 3A teams and some 1A teams. And what you're looking for inside of that all is there's front runners on our boys team and girls team both now, and you're looking to see how your front runners compete with the best in the state. And we saw that. I mean, Deacon Branderhorse, our senior, and Sawyer Minders, our junior, especially Sawyer, having some kind of setbacks here the last week, he was phenomenal. And Deacon both. So we got two boys way out in front that tucked themselves into that. Sawyer ran negative splits his second, third mile. So he ran a really smart first mile with that and got top 15. He's better than that. He proved that at DCG when he finished as high as he did at DCG. And then on the girls' side, with us losing Jacqueline Holmes, who was a top-tier runner for us, we were trying to figure out how to understand how that was going to work. But Julia Schmaltz, our junior and one of our Eagle leaders, basically finished yesterday at Iowa State's course right where Jacqueline was a year ago. But ahead of her was Haley Renz, our freshman girl, running in that two spot, and Bailey Voss out front. So we've got more in those three, but then you're also looking at the pack when you mix them in the 40th, 50th, 60th, 100 spot. How do they compete back in the pack? Because that's exactly what's going to happen at state qualifying meets and state meets. And our pack, our boys' pack, is unbelievable right now and dropping times like we want them to. And our girls, typically our pack on the girls' side, we're trying to get them from 26, 27-minute 5Ks at the start of the season to get them down to 22 and a half to 23 minutes. And it's been a stretch for us, frankly, the last couple of years to have a good, solid 4, 5, 6, 7. But this year's girls' side, our pack is, they're starting in that 24-minute range, and we're already showing signs that we're going to get them down into those 21s. And 22, low 22s to fill out our pack. So that's going to set us up to where we're going to compete extremely well come the postseason, because we've always seen some impressive time drops, and this group's dialed in. So we're feeling good about where we're at.
I can imagine. So, and again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian Cross Country Program, Mike Bouquet, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, and just kind of looking at those results you kind of alluded to. Let's start on the girls' side, because you did talk a little bit about them at the end. You've seen some good results out of the girls' program. It starts with, returning two-time state participant Bailey Voss. You've also got Haley Renz, who you mentioned, has stepped up and been really impressive here as a freshman to start out. Then Julia Schmalks, as you mentioned, making her way into the spot vacated by Jacqueline Holmes, who graduated after last season. And overall, this team has just found itself in a really good place going into the rest of the season. What can you say just about, the girls' side of things and where they have come from the first meet of the season to even after meet number three?
Yeah, our team average is pacing almost a full, for our top five varsity, it's been pacing almost a full minute faster than some of our benchmarks from the last several years, last year especially. So that feels good, and it's a good mix of where we're able to rest girls like we need to rest girls, but our top seven girls right now, time wise, if you go grade by grade, look at the fastest 10 times we've had for freshman girls, sophomore girls, juniors, each of their years, our top seven girls are in those top 10 best times since 5K was started back in 2015, so basically almost it's the last decade. So we have a lot of really good talent right here on our team. So that feels good. But then in addition to that, we've got two freshmen that Kyla Skibau and Chloe Voss that have had some things that they've been working through with some sickness and stuff like that that are I think are in those top seven, and I was expecting them in our seven, and they've got some work to do yet, but they're starting to make some strides like we'd expect, and I think they're going to help beef up our roster as well. I think we talk a lot about our varsity groups, but we had some nice PRs by Erica DeBrine came into this, and Alice Roser, soccer players, they came into this season. Lexi Brandhorst, better conditioning than we were a year ago, but we had a lot more kids running this summer, and it's an everybody up and down the roster kind of thing that's been quite fun to watch on the girls' side.
That has been fun. And now kind of transitioning over to the boys' side, I know that Sawyer Minders is going to catch a lot of those headlines after he started the season at Dallas Center Grimes, breaking that 17-minute mark. And, not only that, but he goes out and takes fourth place in a pretty loaded field at Dallas Center Grimes. He comes back, after an off day at Central in the Pella Dutch Invitational with a little minor injury, and then does really well once again at the Gilbert Invite. But, you know, this team is very consistent. It feels like top to bottom, and I think that showed in that Gilbert meet as well, with, you know, a pack of runners finishing within, I think it was 3 seconds of each other to take, you know, four or five positions in a row there. What can you tell us about just the consistency of that boys program, and what's getting you excited about their chances for making it back to Fort Dodge later this season?
Yeah, we're in a very good spot. We are being much more intentional this season about what paces we're running, and not letting the noise of the season and the hype of the season overwhelm us. And the kids are responding to those conversations extremely well. And of course, I mean, we've changed some of our workouts this season too, what we're doing in between meets, just with some of our pacing. Because of the summer mileage that we got in, we're able to do some longer interval workouts a couple weeks earlier in the season. So we've already done that ahead of the Gilbert Invite, our third meet of the year. Usually we're not getting into that till the fifth, sixth week of the racing season, which ends up being about 2 months into the season. But yeah, like on our – I mean, we got our 1-2 with Sawyer and Deacon. Sawyer's got high potential. He's impressive, and he's on pace to set our school record and blow up some pretty good marks here as a junior. And he's very attentive to what he's doing to try to take care of his body and manage some of the miles that he's putting on. But there's going to be some pretty impressive things that happen here over the course of this season. And Deacon's consistently dropped times in a good way. You know, we're still trying to figure out how to get him down into the 16s, and I think he's got a chance to do that. But then our pack is now low 18s. We've had a lot of boys when it comes to our pack. If we can get into that 18:30 to 18-minute mark, we feel really good about that with our pack. But when we say we got a pack, we've got a pack. I mean, we've got Eli Hoxbergen and Paxton Bauma, who was our number three last year. Paxton's younger brother, Caden, blew up at Central College, tucked himself right up in front of our pack. We got some phenomenal sophomores with Griffin Stoltz and Will Vandenbosch and Hudson Meixner, and then Logan Gallagher is a junior. Those boys are all like right on top of each other now in that low 18 spot and low 18 minute 5K spot. So they're clearly, that group's going to be getting down into the, you know, we hope in the mid to low 17. So we feel like we're going to have a very solid seven running, you know, by the time we get, you know, we already have a solid 10 or 11. But what we're seeing right now is we got eight girls that are ahead of where our number three girl was a year ago, and two of them that are still coming on. And we got seven boys that are running ahead of where our number three boy was a year ago. So we're in a pretty good spot right now on the boys' side as well.
I would agree with you. They're in a pretty good spot on both sides here. And I'm just kind of looking at the rest of the season as we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian cross country program, Mike Bouquet. You know, Ballard is the next meet up on Monday, and then you follow that up, I believe, at PCM on Thursday. Just kind of looking at those two meets here in the near future, what's kind of the goal going into those? You kind of hit the midpoint of the season here, getting ready for the home stretch.
Yeah, that's I forgot one key boy, Joel Pagani, my freshman. He's a name you're gonna learn to follow the next couple 4 years. But we made a switch on our schedule this year, which I am super pumped and super excited about. We used to go to Oskaloosa on Tuesday this next week, and then Thursday followed that up pretty quick with Linville Sully. It's two very, very hilly courses. It's two hilliest courses on our schedule in the past. And we've got kids from both those communities, so it's always nice to go back to those communities and run. But 2 days apart just wasn't good spacing, wasn't healthy. And the Ballard Invitational is a good chance for us to run at some North Central, Northwestern Iowa teams, mid-central Iowa teams. So it's a huge, huge race again, which we like. So taking that one, and then we're coming to Linville Sully, which is a much smaller meet. But Linville Sully's boys and girls teams have been very solid this year. So that's a meet that we've had a lot of success at. So We're just trying to mix it up a little bit. Quite a few of our meets are big, larger events. We're also trying to spread around. There's two ranked teams in the area here, Albia and Prairie City Monroe, that have been very strong teams the last several years. We love running against them. They make us better, and we'd like to think that we help them sharpen their edge too. So it's going to be fun going head to head with some of them, some of those more local teams that we're probably going to see at our state qualifying meet later in the year that we're hosting. So we're looking forward to that.
And let's talk about that too, because you just brought it up there. Once again, Pella Christian getting to host that state qualifying meet later this year. Obviously, that's still a ways off, right? We got a little bit of time before we get there. We got, you know, a handful of meets prior to the state qualifier, but just getting to host that again this year. And the last 2 years, you've had great fanfare. You've had great support out there from not only parents, but from the other athletic teams at Pella Christian, and just being able to have an opportunity to have that once again. What's that mean to this program to just be able to have the hometown maybe advantage, if you will, or just, you know, the nice feel of getting to run in your own backyard and have some fanfare behind you?
Yeah, there is a lot of confidence that comes from that. And Tyler, you and I have talked. There's a really good athletic vibe going on and school vibe going on at Pella Christian. And there's a lot of sporting teams that are feeding into each other with just some good success, and kids that cross over between, you know, just friendships and sports and stuff like that. So we've had really, really good support from the other coaches and administration and so forth at Pella Christian. So we do bring a pretty large crowd across the street in busloads, actually, with the football team and stuff like that. So and it's a course we train on. So we do our 1K and our 1 mile and 1,200 kilometer repeats out there on the same course, and maybe just different spots. But so it's familiar territory, and we've had some good success there the last couple of years, outperforming some of our own expectations even. So it's a positive environment, and it's an advantage. And we double up with Class 3A with Coach Cutler and what he does out there as well. So it's just the course gets laid out extremely well, and it's very familiar. And I think that all adds into some awesome things. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that piece of the season.
I'm looking forward to it too. And you talked about special moments. I don't think that anything will ever top the 2023 state qualifying meet out there at the Pella Sports Park. One of the most special moments of my career, one of the most special moments for the Pella Christian cross country team. But Coach Bouquet, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck as you get into the midpoint of the season here. I'm looking forward to future conversations about Pella Christian cross country.
Absolutely. We look forward to future updates, and we certainly commend all the fall sports kids and coaches and families just enjoying the fall season. So thanks for all you guys do.
Absolutely. That was head coach of the Pella Christian Cross Country Program, Mike Bouquet, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.